Hi, welcome to Sage Blue Tarot. So I'm really excited to announce that I have a website up and running, sagebluetarot.com, where I have offerings, I have tarot readings along with tarot and oracle readings and a Reiki session. So everything right now is 15% off just because I'm so excited about it and I'm just like, let's do it, let's get it started. And it's something that I've been feeling called to do, and then it was this moment of inspiration and motivation, this beautiful combination, which just kind of brought forth exactly what I was envisioning, right? So I'm super grateful to have that offering for you. Check it out and let me know what you think. So I'm going to go ahead and start the session by reading tarot cards for the collective. All right, thank you for being here and let's get started. What does collective need to hear today? What does collective need to hear today? Right away, I'm getting this sensation of a sigh, like a nice deep sigh. So maybe you've completed something recently that you feel like now it's a time for a pat on the back, like, oh, great, I did this, or I traversed this, or I went through this, or now I know this. And this could also be like a sigh that is more, you've been tired. And you're now growing aware of it. Now you're starting to realize, like, oh, I've been feeling kind of tired and I didn't give myself a break and I should actually kind of catch up on myself. So let me cut the deck. And we have the Six of Cups reversed. We have the Ten of Wands upright. The Six of Pentacles upright. All right, so far what I'm seeing with that Six of Cups reverse is maybe you've been having some dreams or memories come up from your childhood, maybe things that are painful for you, maybe things you haven't quite gotten over, right? So even though they happened so many years ago, sometimes things can come up for us because we're still in the process of learning something from it, right? So I feel like even though it's painful, realize that you're not there anymore and you have all the strengths, all the abilities, all the power to move forward. Right? This is just coming up because maybe there's something that you need to let go of, right? I'm kind of seeing that maybe you're ready to let go of something or forgive someone while at the same time keeping your boundaries, right? I feel like there's a fine line between forgiving yourself and forgiving others, and then opening up and expanding your boundaries, right? Like you can forgive people or events or situations, or even have a forgiving outlook towards a certain situation while still maintaining your boundaries in place. It's because of your boundaries that you're able to look back at the past with this new perspective, right? I kind of sense that you're having a footing on healthy boundaries right now, like your ground is pretty stable. And there might be an inkling where you feel like, you know what, like, why is this coming up? Like, I thought I was over it, but maybe just sit with it, right? Kind of maybe write about it or take a walk with that in your mind. Like, well, what's going on with that, right? Like, what are you attracted to in this memory? Where is your mind going? What is it zooming in on? And even though you might not get a logical, clear thought process of, you know what, this is what triggered this, this is what's happening, this is what I'm not over, this is what I need to get into. I feel like just by being aware, you're able to get new insight into what has been coming up for you. And then we have the Ten of Wands upright, which to me is a card about carrying these burdens, right? Like you're not really letting things go. Maybe things have accumulated recently where you're kind of holding on to events. Or maybe what I'm seeing is that you're holding on to things without even being aware of what you're holding on to. And I feel like right now is a good time to kind of realize, what are you trapped by right now? What is holding you back? What is keeping you from feeling completely at peace and at ease and moving forward with any ideas or visions or just enjoyment of the present moment? Right? I kind of sense that right now is a good time to realize, to kind of look at your hands, right? To kind of realize, like, what am I holding on to energetically? Well, what's happening? And I feel like by just looking, you're going to be able to see what's keeping you back right now. We have the Six of Pentacles upright. So I kind of sense that maybe you're going in different directions a little bit. Like, you're kind of feeling maybe a little bit scattered, a little bit scattered with your energy. But at the same time, I feel like you have so much right now that you are able to give to yourself and to others that which you would like to give, right? So I kind of sense that you are sitting in this empowered state where you're not really rushing towards anything or needing to like reach backwards and grab on or come back. Or I feel like you don't really have any regrets right now. I feel like this is a period where you're feeling kind of peaceful, although maybe a bit burdened by something. But I'm seeing this vision of like a puzzle piece, like one of those riddle metallic toys where you're trying to undo it. And I sense that that's kind of your mindset right now. But the thing is, like, you're able to sit there and play with this puzzle piece. You're able to sit and try to solve this riddle, right? And that in itself is a gift, because you have the time, you have the attention span, the awareness. You have everything right now to figure out what's going on, even though you might not get an answer right away. I feel like you're being gifted with patience right now. And yeah, I'm sensing just some lonely feelings almost. Nostalgia, that's what it is. It's kind of not full-on melancholy, but just like a tinge of it. You're feeling a little bit of like sadness, you know. And I think that that's normal, especially when the Six of Cups energy comes up, because that is a very emotional card. Let's pull some more cards. We have the Knight of Pentacles upright and the Four of Pentacles reversed. So with the Knight of Pentacles, I'm seeing that right now is a good time to nurture any ideas that you've planted, while at the same time kind of seeing, okay, what do I have? Right? And maybe don't act on anything right now that doesn't feel right. Don't feel this rush, right? Because this particular night is kind of stationary, kind of like a heavy night. I want to say lethargic. And I feel like right now is just a good time to kind of sit with what you have, the riches, the gifts, and kind of acknowledge that you have everything that you need at this moment in time. And if you don't, I feel like this pause in your current circumstances is going to help you with making decisions moving forward with this appreciation of what you already have. The Four of Pentacles reversed. I'm seeing that you feel kind of up in the air right now. I feel like you are kind of being distracted by the past. I feel like there's this sense of you feeling like you're coming undone because the past is coming up. But I feel like in reality, your foundation is pretty good right now, right? And I feel like you're pretty steady and stable. I feel like it's just what we're holding on to, that Ten of Wands energy. That's what's keeping us locked into place, which makes us feel trapped. Yeah, I'm just seeing that you don't feel steady right now. But if you take some time and act like the Knight of Pentacles and realize, like, okay, what do I have? And then realize that you're actually that Six of Pentacles, right? Like, you actually have enough energy, attention, resources to share with others, as long as you attend to yourself as well, right? I'm kind of seeing that there's this almost like a gentle but persistent push and pull, kind of like a tug of war between where you think you are and your actual reality. I kind of feel like that isn't in the same place right now. Like, your actual reality with your perceived reality is not synchronized right now. I think that's why you don't feel this foundation beneath your feet. You don't feel the foundation that you've been working on right now. But I feel like it's just a matter of time, right? With your awareness, with your attention, I feel like you will realize how to get through this by just paying attention and remembering, like, no, you are not going backwards. You're not, right? Just looking backwards and being in that place does not mean that you are there right now, right? So that's kind of what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that you are seeing yourself somewhere else in the past, and you are thinking that you are there, right? But I feel like you'll at some point realize, when you learn what you need to learn from being in your memories, being in these events, you'll remember, you'll realize, you'll fall back in step with your current reality, right? But just know that you have everything that you need right now, right? That Knight of Pentacles to me is just a really positive card, even though it doesn't feel like you're moving anywhere, right? But you have everything that you need to move if needed, right? To even share with others. Like, that Six of Pentacles to me, and it's upright, is really powerful, right? It means that you have the resources, energy, you have everything. So I pulled the Ace of Cups reversed. To me, this is a self-love card, and because it's reversed, I'm seeing that you just need to catch up to yourself. I kind of sense that you've been tired for some time, and you just kind of need to rest, right? Because the Knight of Pentacles to me is a stationary card. I feel like stay very still so that you can come back to yourself wherever it is that you might be, right? I kind of feel like this disconnect between your spirit and your body. So do self-love activities, whatever that means to you, right? Self-love, I feel like, is a topic that's just, you know, everyone's saying, just do it, self-love. But it does look different for everybody. You know, for some people, resting looks different for everybody. So just do whatever it is that you like to do, you know, just simplify it. And then keep doing those things. And so you're kind of giving yourself this grace period where your spirit can kind of come back into your body where you are right now, right? So I'm kind of sensing that there's been this like emotional kind of upheaval a little bit. And you're going over there, you're going over here, and you feel kind of, I feel like with that Ten of Wands upright, maybe there's expectations or commitments or things that you started some time ago, or like, I'm kind of seeing that maybe you're doing things to get other people's approval of you, or maybe because you thought that they might like something, so you wanted to do it for them, but then you realize when the moment came, like, you don't actually want to do it, but you feel tied to it, like you need to prove that you're this type of person. So I feel like there just needs to be an undoing and unlocking of these commitments that you might have made with others in order to fill that cup. That Ace of Cups to me is just also, to me, this card is about like all the different versions of yourself need something different, right? So like your childhood self, you need something different from the you right now today listening to this. And there are so many yous within you that I feel like right now you've lost disconnect with, I want to say, a lot of them, right? So I feel like right now is just a good time to start small, right? Kind of ask yourself, what would feel right now? What do I want, right? It could be something really simple, and then you realize, okay, great, I liked that. And then try to notice how your energy changes and how you start to get these boosts of energy. And after you do that thing that you like, do something else. Kind of just stay curious, right? Like, you don't know which self is going to need something at which time, but I feel like that's the way to kind of get back to yourself and to kind of fill that cup of self-love up. Because yeah, I'm kind of feeling this tiredness, but I feel like the tiredness is only coming because you've been subconsciously elsewhere. I think recently it's just been a lot of changes, and you're still catching up to yourself. I know in our last podcast episode, that was a really big topic about how you're evolving so fast. And I feel like there is a lot of energy that's been exchanged, you know, like from you to this released, added, removed, evolved, like, and rest is important. Card on the back is the Three of Wands upright. So to me, this card is about seeing where you've been and where you're going, where you would like to go, what ideas you have. So even though right now I don't feel is a time to act on things and keep going, keep working, like, remember you're carrying 10 wands. Like, imagine literally carrying like 10 wands in front of you with your arms dropped around them. Like, you can't really do anything when you're holding on to that, right? So I feel like right now, tending to that and dropping those wands and taking the time to drop them one by one by one is really going to help you progress. With that Three of Wands, because it's upright, I see it as a really positive card that through this process of letting go, while at the same time studying and appreciating in your own way, of course, where you've been, your whole journey up until now, that will aid you in seeing a new vision for yourself and your life moving forward. I feel like it's sometimes difficult to see where you would like to be, what you would like to do, what you would like to follow, or just do with your time, right? What you would like to create. The Three of Wands to me is also about business. If you've been interested in doing something with business, like start using your imagination and toying with these ideas to create something in your mind's eye to reach forward into the future and project yourself out there, right? Kind of think like, my ideal life would look like this. And then start to dream big. I feel like when you start to do this, that is also a form of self-love. Maybe you've been feeling tired because you're spending your time, your attention, your resources doing things that you aren't in love with, but you feel like you have to do because they help you be secure, right? I'm seeing that because that Four of Pentacles was reversed. Maybe that's what's causing this disconnect, right? Maybe you're doing a career or a job that you don't love or enjoy and isn't feeding your self-love. And that's why you're kind of feeling trapped, that Ten of Wands energy. Huh. And you feel like maybe you can't do these changes because otherwise you're not going to be secure. That Four of Pentacles reversed. But I feel like the Knight of Pentacles upright and the Six of Pentacles upright, like you have the resources to move forward. I feel like right now just clarity of mind is important. Because the Three of Wands was upright, I feel like you're being supported in your visions for yourself, moving forward, what your ideal life would look like. And I feel like when you start to do that, you realize all these strengths and gifts that you've been given, and all these life lessons that you now know that maybe you could share with others, any paths that you've wanted to pursue. Because childhood is coming up, that Six of Cups reverse, I'm seeing that maybe when you were younger, right, a kid, maybe you had some dreams, like some really specific interests, but people weren't into it, or people didn't support you, or you didn't have a venue to do something. I feel like right now you're being supported in connecting that you, yeah, seeing that childhood you connected to this future you, right? And I feel like that is going to have a happy merge. And right now you're at this crucial point where you're being supported and gifted and shown the ways you're not happy, the ways that you feel stuck, the ways that you feel lacking. And of course it's accompanied by fear because you don't want to change anything, because at the same time, like, you don't want to lose your stability and your security that you do have, but at the same time you'd ideally want to be doing something else. And so I feel like right now just spend some time with yourself, feeding yourself, nurturing yourself with things that you love and enjoy, and start using your imagination vividly. Start to really dream big and see at the same time the path that you've been on has led you to now. Now that you're here, start to envision your life moving forward. It doesn't mean take action right now, do it, plan it, create it. But I feel like that is going to happen, right? But right now, don't feel rushed to do something and create something. I feel like you just have to let go of those. That Ten of Wands energy is just really heavy, right? So I feel like once you let that go through nurturing yourself, you're going to be able to move forward in a healthy way. And you have enough right now. I feel like you need to hear that, like, you have enough right now. Oh, but you could have more. More in the sense of your overall wellness, happiness, joy of life. But I feel like because you haven't had that before, you don't know it yet. You've gotten tastes of it, but that isn't where your life is planted right now. You're not planted in that yet. But I feel like right now you're kind of at the doorway. You're looking at you're you haven't stepped through the door frame yet, but you're standing outside of it, and the door is open. Right, so I feel like right now it's important to stand there and look into that space through the door and see what you want to see. What is your ideal life? How would you spend your time? How would you share your gifts? What would your day-to-day look like? Try to keep the thoughts from your logic mind that are going to come up and ask you, like, how dare you? How are you going to support yourself? What do you mean? That doesn't make sense. No one's ever done that. Yes, they did it. Maybe I feel like role models are important. Kind of look around you, or maybe people that you've been into, just attracted to, maybe like business models or just something that others have done that have inspired you, and start to see what you like from their vision that they've done so far, and put that into the room that you're looking into, right? Kind of pick and choose. Like, I like this, I don't like that. I like this, I don't like that. I want to focus on this instead, but I do like this. But you are going to have the logic mind come up. Just know that. And it's going to be kind of strong, right? Because you are kind of breaking out of this training, out of this conditioning that's been lifelong. I feel like it's just been a lifelong conditioning. But I feel like right now you're being given so many tools to be creative about your life and to be excited about your life again. I kind of sense that just this tiredness is because you're not excited about your life. Yeah. Okay. Ooh, on the back, I'm seeing the Fool reversed. I love the Fool card. To me, it's about doing that which brings you joy no matter what anybody thinks, even yourself. And I mean, like, that logic part of you that says that's not the way it's done. The Fool is about adventure. The Fool is fearless. The Fool is not caught up in the logic of what is and what is that. It's just, the Fool is out there to have a good time, really living in the moment, not caring what society thinks, right? I kind of sense that you just need to, because it's reversed, I'm kind of sensing that there's going to be an unlocking that happens within you. And you're going to be the Fool upright. You're going to be able to see the world with his. You know how children look at the world? I feel like that's going to be you, right? This sense of awe and wonder and amazement and how, everything is going on and how we can do this. And I feel like you're going to get that love back as long as you put the work into it. As long as you take care of yourself and love on yourself. And yeah, but you're on a grand adventure. You're at the doorway. I love that it was the Fool. Marching to the beat of your own drum. That's definitely what's happening. I feel like right now you're questioning the rhythm and the sound and how loud it is or how, but I feel like you're questioning a lot, right? But at the same time, I feel like you're being brave. You're being brave and you're marching to the beat of your own drum, even though you're not even sure of yourself. I feel like that's how you're finding yourself again. That's how you're going to merge your mind, spirit, and body into this one moment, this present awareness. And from that space, you'll get to create something or multiple things, right? You'll get to create your life. I feel like you're going to be. Yeah, I want to say you're going to be the architect of your life, right? But I feel like that's maybe a bit big right now, right? But you are there. That is the journey you're on. Like, the Fool is all about adventure. And yes, it's a process, right? But you're on the journey already. So, marching to the beat of your own drum. All right. So I'm going to thank this tarot deck. Thank you. And now I'm going to pull. What do I feel called to pull from? Let's pull from the Trust Your Vibes Oracle Cards deck. Let's pull. Oh, okay. Well, I opened up the deck and the card that flipped out was the Meditate card. Oh, and behind it, mentors and role models. Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay. How wonderful. Okay. So let me read what the book says. Meditate. You've been meaning to meditate, and maybe you're managing to, sometimes. However, if you really want to live a fully grounded and guided sixth sensory life in the flow of synchronicity and good vibes, You must meditate every day. I know it takes time and commitment, but the gain is worth the effort. It stabilizes your sixth sense and trains your mind to quiet down so that you can hear your vibes more accurately. View meditation as a gift, not as an assignment or an unpleasant duty. You don't have to meditate for a long time to be successful. 10 to 20 minutes is adequate. What is far more important is to meditate at the same time every day. The more consistent and predictable it is, the easier it becomes. Your subconscious mind starts to anticipate that time as a moment to relax and listen to your higher self, and it cooperates. If you're consistent, you'll receive the guidance you seek as you meditate. It's simple. Start with breathing slowly in to the count of four, and then out to the count of four, and relax. Think only of your breath and being. Start with 5 minutes and work up to 15. If your mind wanders, don't worry. Simply go back to breathing. Be patient and stay with it. Look forward to it. Enjoy your meditation time. It's an appointment with peace. So spend some time meditating. Start little by little, work your way up. Mentors and role models. Let me read this one as well. If you've heard that being intuitive is a special gift only for a select few, then you've been misinformed. Once you start paying attention to your vibes, you'll see that there are creative, artful, sixth sensory people all around, and they look normal except for one thing: they shine. If you hesitate to step out of the closet as a sixth sensory person, look for these mentors to inspire you to navigate the psychic highway with more confidence and ease. Seek out public people who demonstrate that being sixth sensory can indeed be graceful, creative, supportive, and fun. Role models for intuitive living are not that hard to find. They're the people who are ethical, humanitarian, and spontaneous. Their auras sparkle, they laugh out loud, and their enthusiasm for life is infectious. They listen, follow their heart, trust their feelings, speak their truth, and act on their instincts without hesitation. And they encourage you to do the same. Ask them what their secret is, and inevitably, they will say, "I trust my vibes." Great. So yeah, seek out mentors and role models that inspire you, right? To kind of help you see the life that you could be living or that you'd like to live. Start planning ideas and visions in your head. I feel like that'll really feed your imagination. On the back, I'm seeing calling your healer guides. So during these meditations, or even just when you're laying in bed, either in the morning or evening, ask for help from your spirit team, right? Because I feel like sometimes we don't quite know how to let go of things that we need to let go of, but just ask the universe for help, right? Sometimes the universe just comes by and lifts off a mental or emotional burden, and all of a sudden we're light again, right? So I feel like being open to receive help and asking for it will help you open up that channel to receive. So that's going to be it for today's reading. Thank you to the Oracle cards. Thank you to you as well. And I will see you next time. Bye. Hi, so now we're going to go ahead and move into the distance Reiki portion of the episode. I suggest laying or sitting in a comfortable position, but that is not necessary. Just be open to receiving Reiki healing energy. I suggest setting your own intention for the Reiki, or just allowing my intention to take place, which is always for your highest good. I'm going to go ahead and take 3 deep breaths with you. Let's go ahead and inhale, hold, and exhale. Again, inhale, hold, and exhale, and inhale, hold, and exhale. I will now begin sending Reiki. Thank you.
Thank you.
When you are ready, start to come back into your body and open your eyes. Welcome back. Thank you so much for showing up today. And I suggest drinking water since a lot of energy is moved during Reiki sessions. And I will see you in our next episode. Thank you and bye.